This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we are back, and it is happening where this year, this week, I shall say. I don't even know Dave's month, weeks anymore. It was New Orleans last week.
Nashville.
We're in Nashville. Thank you, Nashville.
Tennessee.
My dear friend, my sister, honestly, Doc Harmony, back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And she, of course, is featured in Unlock the Power to Heal, the book I wrote with Ty Bollinger, the only person to get a Ph.D. focused on something you might have heard about, ear candles. And if you really want to know about them and not what people think they know about them, Doc Harmony is the one you want to ask. But we've got a lot to discuss with Doc to catch up because it's been a while. I think rumor has it you might have been on an encore presentation of the Robert Scott Bell Show recently. You said somebody had contacted you. I just saw you on the show.
Yes, they did. Somebody came up to me here and they were like, I just heard you, all about you. I can't believe I get to meet you.
That is so cool.
So great.
I love that. And you know, we're in Nashville for, Drs. Terry and Stu Warner, the Wellness Parenting Revolution Health and Freedom Summit, Gaylord Opryland Resort, Nashville, Tennessee. And really good people. It's great reunion time. A lot of hugs are happening here. I hope that, you know, when I say there's an upcoming event, that you take it seriously enough. If you're nearby or you want to be at it, it's going to be life-changing just getting together with people. That's something we've lost out on for a couple of years of isolation and you know, fear-mongering, et cetera. So through the time, and I know, Doc Harmony, you have – I don't even know. It's HEAL. Happy, energy, amazing life. I always see you tweeting stuff, and I always try to retweet it because I love the essential oils that you're doing and all of that. But when people want to find you, I don't even know where to send them anymore.
Well, we still have the Harmony Cone domain. Don't worry.
Okay.
So, but, yes, we're just trying to expand. There's just so much more out there. And as you know, natural healing modalities, there's so many great things out there. So healthy, energy, amazing life. We've got our ear candles. We have our OC Magnesium line. We have our essential oil line. Plantain cream has been selling like hotcakes, so obviously somebody went viral on that. So it's just been our lavender body talks patches, just having fun with those types of remedies that or options that help you to just be able to heal your body naturally through relaxation, through very easy, non-stressful ways.
Yeah. Now, I don't imagine, because we've got so many new viewers and listeners over the years, that they know your backstory, even though it's somewhat written about it in the book when I interviewed you for it, relating to starting the ear candles, the Harmony Cone ear candles, and actually putting homeschool moms like to give them an opportunity to earn a little bit for their families because they're at home and they can't go out to the workaday world. And that's something that it kind of set the stage for, you know, we talk about empowering families, empowering women, that you can do more than, not that I want people to do more because there's a lot of work. You couldn't pay my wife to do all that she does. I couldn't afford it. There'd be no way to be the mom and everything else that she is. So you know that is, but you gave an opportunity. And is that still to this day how it's happening?
Absolutely. So our business model is the same, but it's bigger, right? So now we have, you know, the ear candles, and they are still made by homeschool mothers, single mothers, people with disabilities, Native Americans, and now we have a new kind of family, the retired, older people. And so how do you create microeconomic communities that are successful and thriving, but yet they get to create their own schedules?
Yeah.
I mean, who am I to tell a homeschool mom of eight that you have to work between 12 and 4?
Right.
So that's not going to work.
Yeah, it's give them immense flexibility.
Absolutely.
And is it only like regional within a certain square mile of where you are, or do you have people working and they ship them into you when they're done? How does that work as far as local?
So it is regional and it is local, because obviously there is a thing, quality control. So we are hands-on and we are training and we are working with the families one-on-one and making sure that every candle that goes out is up to par.
Yeah. So, and also think about now we're seeing $5 a gallon gas and more, right?
Right.
And we need to fix this by what? I think going more local.
Absolutely.
Right? Finding out what you can produce locally. And I know that we have lived through an era of what we call globalization, right? Where suddenly now most of the things that you can afford are made in China.
Absolutely.
And we've exported our debt to foreign nations like China, making cheap labor, cheap stuff. And that era may be coming to an end, as we're seeing, you know, witness to the hyperinflationary spiral, apparently, at least for now, of Federal Reserve note dollars. Being printed up. Some have said that like 70 or 80% of all Federal Reserve notes ever created were created in the last year. I don't know.
It's just crazy. It's just crazy.
But, you know, how do you paper over a debt that can never be repaid?
You will not. I mean, hence why the Great Reset is forthcoming. And, you know, people really need to prepare. They need to buckle down. They need to simplify their lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, and yes, that's why the microeconomic community that we're creating. And, you know, if a family used to come once a week, now they'll come once a month, because $5 for a gallon of gas, that's a lot for anyone.
Right.
I mean,
changes your lifestyle.
It does.
Yeah. I mean, I know if you're the uber wealthy billionaires, it doesn't affect you the same way. But in many ways, they're wholly dependent on the people, the little people, right, that do everything to make their lives whatever. So we're looking at a reset, no matter what Klaus Schwab says. But I'd like to say, it could be a reset that could be beneficial if we do not rely on the globalists, if we look more local to do things. We don't have to be enslaved to the reset. Is that possible that we can?
I believe it's possible, and it's through these types of creating these communities, buying local, getting to know your neighbors, working with your community, working with your neighbors. You know, my one neighbor has so many chickens, she doesn't know what to do with her eggs. So not only do I get eggs, everybody in my office gets eggs, so we just have plenty of eggs, and that's just one simple example. So when that Great Reset comes, and now eggs in the grocery store are costing $20 a dozen, which is crazy, you know, you've got somebody local that's right across the street.
Right.
And I think it's those types of creation, those types of job, not job creation, but communities that we need to establish. Who's good at gardening? Who's good at canning? Who's good at hunting, who's good at taking those tans? There's so many opportunities out there.
What do you mean, tanning salons? What are you talking about?
Tanning our hides.
Tan your hide. I'll tan your hide. No, that's the whole thing. People even, I'm joking about that because I know what she was saying, but how many people even know what that is anymore? It's like, that's a lost art.
It is.
Right? When we moved out west, and again, Doc Harmony and I have known each other for many years back in Georgia and elsewhere, you know, the kids are growing up. And one of the things we went to was what they call a mountain man retreat, where you started learning things that were normal hundreds of years ago, even 150 or 120 years ago. People knew and had to know how to do in order to trade, to barter, all of the things that you did out in the West in the wilderness. And, you know, the question is, are we back at that point or on the precipice of the point where those skills are going to be very important to have again?
Absolutely. Who's going to do our plumbing? Who's going to do our woodworking? Where do you think the cabinets come from? I mean, you know, the fuel prices, it's all connected. And how are we even going to be able to continue to afford this except for locally? So where are those skill sets going to come from? AI?
Or as we talk about China, a lot of the cabinets come prefab from China.
They do.
That era is likely coming. So it changes our perception of reality, because if you're in, for instance, I talk about Gen X. We're Gen X, right? I think that's right. Yes. And we have had it easy. Relatively speaking, I'm not saying we haven't had our problems and challenges in life. No, everybody has that. But from the standpoint of most of us, when we talk about food, shelter, water, right? We didn't have to hunt. We didn't have to grow our own food. It's like we had the miracle of all this stuff just being at, hey, we're out of it. Just run to the store, the corner, right? And it magically appears, just in time delivery stuff. And I just encourage you, if it's not already too late, to start growing something, because if you're hungry and you have to start growing, it's too late. It just, that's the cycle. It doesn't work that way. You do it when you don't have to. So when you have to, it's like no big deal. Like the Amish, I was thinking about Amish in the Great Reset that are really low or no electricity. And it's like they look around at us and go, what's the problem? You know, nothing's phasing them because all the phone to rely upon has become so convenient and easy for us. It's an add-on. It's a bonus. It's kind of cool. But at the same time, if we don't know how to also live without it, it could be a life and death scenario that we're looking at.
Absolutely.
For a lot of people.
Absolutely. And that, I tell people all the time the same thing. Plant something. You can Google urban gardening, and you can grow enough food that you would be able to survive on. But you have to be prepared and in advance. And the other thing that I think that you touched on that I think is very important that we begin talking about, how easy our parents made it for us and how easy we're making it for our children, and we wonder what's wrong with them. Where's been the challenge? Where's been the struggle? No, nobody's successful because it was easy. You're successful out of your trials and tribulations. And where is the trial and tribulation when you just open up the refrigerator and everything you want is right there? Or you can go online and have it delivered to your house. So how are you going to handle a situation where it financially is unavailable or it collapses somewhere in between?
We've lived in our lifetime like the kings and queens and emperors of previous generations.
Yeah.
Everybody pretty much has had it that easy. Think about it. I know somebody said, well, I don't have that kind of money. It's like, look, do you have to go? Have you had to grow your own food and raise your own chickens to eat? Or did you just magically go to the grocery store and even buy cheap stuff and you have calories, for instance? So what we're talking about are skills that are normal life skills throughout the history of recorded history of humanity that we have lost because things got too easy. So when I look at what's happening, it's not all bad, although if it's orchestrated from above, the collapse, which can be argued, yes, but even if they weren't orchestrating it, would the collapse be inevitable based on the unsustainability of the way we do things? I think it might be a little bit of a different timeline, but the point is it's being ushered in for, I believe, our benefit, not the enslavement aspect, but so that we are learning the skills that our ancestors knew, and that's what made survival happen. Yeah, life was different. Life was slower. You didn't do as much so fast, but there's a great appreciation of life when you have to earn it, when you have to win it every day. We're going to take a break here. Doc Harmony is with me in Nashville, Tennessee, at the Gaylord Opryland at the Wellness Parenting Revolution. We've got lots of catching up to do. You know, I always throw curveballs at Doc Harmony because I know we can talk about anything. And it's fun for me because I don't get to see her every around. A lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. robertscottbell.com/chatroom. Sign up for email alerts, and we'll tell you how you can plug into the ear candles on planet Earth and more with Doc Harmony after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back here live in Nashville, Tennessee, and it's a great, great weekend, a lot of reunions. I get together with my great friend, and it's like she's family, Doc Harmony. And as I remind you, if you want to know about her, you can read about it in Unlock the Power to Heal, but you can also go, what is the, you said you have the Harmony Cone websites and stuff. Is there a best one, or are they all dumped to the same place?
They all go to Healthy Energy, Amazing Life. But you can do Harmony Cone. You can do Harmony's Candles. You
okay.
can do.
There's a lot of ways to get there.
We bought them all.
HealthyEnergyAmazingLife.com will get you there. And, you know, the reason why I can talk about all of these skills and the history with Doc Harmony is because we've gone on a journey, you know, over the years of educating ourselves, wanting to know what was it about you, I can answer for myself, that said, you know what, I'm not satisfied with just believing what everybody tells me. There's something going on this planet. I need to know what's really running, how things are working, how the world really works. Why was that in you to dig deep like it was in me?
It's just, I don't know. There's just something that constantly growing up and being told, stop rocking the boat. Can't you just get along? Mm-hmm. Stop rocking the boat, Harmony. And I'm like, okay, and trying, and it didn't work. It didn't feel right. I knew. And then as I began to uncover, first with natural health, you know, first with having a hospital birth that wasn't pleasant, and then going, well, we've been birthing babies for millennials without hospitals and without doctors, and it's not a disease, so why are you treating me like I have a disease? So it was these kind of conversations that just kept popping up going, that doesn't make sense. Why do I have to be hooked up to a machine to have a baby? Why do I have to have IVs? Why are you giving me Pitocin? Well, all these things when we're still alive here today. So obviously my body knows how to birth without being treated like a disease. So it was those types of questions. And then meeting people like you, gosh, what is it, 30 years now, right?
Yeah, easy.
And going, you know, gosh, homeopathy. What do you mean homeopathy, Robert? And then discovering the power of homeopathy. And then while at the same time learning about ear candles and watching my children being healthy and not having ear infections and not having colds and me not having sinus infections anymore.
Yeah.
It just, the evidence is right there in front of us. If you just take the blinders off and stop, buying the lies.
Yeah, and I know that a lot of people are coming to this party a little bit late or later. Mm-hmm. And I'm not making an accusation or even judging people because life is what it is. It takes... Mm-hmm. A lot more for some, a lot less for others. Some people have to be almost on death's door before they wake up and start changing their diet and lifestyle. And some people don't ever change and they pass from this place. And it's like, it's no matter what, when they try to say a top-down control of everything, freedom is something that we appreciate and we recognize as a gift from God. And despite everything, this is I look at all around and I could complain about it. I could gripe about it. I could go, oh, this is so horrible. We're all victims. Or I could say, you know what? If I can figure out a little bit more about how this place operates and who really is pulling levers behind the scenes that they don't want to be known, it isn't so I can expose them necessarily to go, hey, look at the criminals behind the curtain. But at least I can be empowered to make better choices in my life and maybe help others to do the same or better. And I've seen that in your life, too, that you're invested in. And you know, just like I do, not everybody's ready to hear all the stuff we've studied and learned, but more people than ever are because stuff's happening in life going, oh, I really need to now. Now I need to pay attention.
Right. Well, we start out with DSHEA, taking away our supplements, and a lot of people got involved then. Mm-hmm. But over the years, I think that then it got easy again, right?
Yeah.
It just got super easy. So What do I need to stand up? What am I rocking the boat about? You know, but it is now we're recognizing and we're learning that our inflation, our money's out of control. It's inflationary. A lot of people are learning and realizing that the control and power that they thought that they had. Look at the schools. Parents are not even being taught or aware that they are speaking to their children about topics
that you wouldn't, at certain ages,
ever,
inappropriate.
Ever.
I was thinking when we grew up and went to public school, I mean, there were some evidences of bad stuff happening, but, dude, nothing like today.
Nothing.
Oh, my God. They're teaching kids that, you know, if you're black, you're a victim. If you're white, you're an oppressor. And that's it. You got two. It's like, what? We've not learned anything? So, I mean, there's a lot of, I would say a doofus doctrine, just trying to be kind and nice about it, but it's just bad for kids. And I'm concerned because they're growing up, even if it's possible, more ignorant than we were in terms of our indoctrination. We got to take another break here. Doc Harmony is on with us from HarmonyCone.com. I still can't get the whole thing. Healthy
Harmony.
Energy, Amazing Life.com. Love it. And in this next segment, for those of you watching, I'm going to have Doc Harmony show us some of her products visually for those watching, okay? Stick with us. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hailing a big victory in South Carolina and pushing back against President Joe Biden's disaster administration as a train wreck, former President Donald Trump didn't hold back at his Save America rally in Florence, South Carolina.
Well, we need to help stop this brutal invasion. We also have to clean out the rot of our failed foreign policy establishment. It is indeed rotten to the core before these total lunatics lead us down the path of national ruin and World War III. They will do it, too.
Iran's Revolutionary Guards have claimed responsibility for a dozen ballistic missiles that struck Iraq's northern Kurdish regional capital of Erbil in the early hours of this morning, Iran state media reported, adding that the attack was against the United States consulate's new building. The attack caused only material damage and only one civilian was injured. This is USA Radio News. Four more spring breakers have overdosed in Wilton Manors, Florida. They're cadets at the U.S. Military Academy. One of those cadets is on the Army football team. Wilton Manors police say that they've made an arrest in the case in conjunction with the Broward County Sheriff's Office. Axel Cassius was arrested on charges of trafficking cocaine and burglary of an unoccupied dwelling. According to the Sheriff's Office, he's being held on $50,000 bond. A former township clerk and county election supervisor in Michigan has now been charged with ballot tampering in the August 2020 primaries. Kathy Funk is also charged with misconduct in office. Both charges are felonies punishable up to 5 years in prison upon conviction. Funk faces arraignment in Genesee County's district court. Funk was Flint Township's clerk when authorities say she purposely broke seals on ballot containers. According to the Attorney General's office, under Michigan law, that prevented votes inside that container from being counted in a recount. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we're in New Orleans. No, we're not. We're in Nashville. You know, it's like that. I'm so out of touch with travel. We used to do shows all the time. And you sort of could track it. And you don't for a while. Then you come back. You're like, wait a second. What city am I in? So anyway, we're in Nashville. And it's a great show. I'm having a great time in Reunion with my great friend, Doc Harmony, and you can go to harmonycone.com or other things. In fact, I'm holding up some awesome air kit. Man, the packaging looks nice. Check this out. For those watching online at robertscottbell.com, the Harmony's air candles, and this is a eucalyptus with food-grade wax, certified organic cotton. I don't know that anybody does it to the level you did. And I remember your wonderful husband, my buddy Kevin, had actually patented a way to stop the burn so it wouldn't go too low. That was one of the things they said. Oh, ear candles are so dangerous because you'll burn yourself up. You'll burn. It's like you guys developed this, and then I think others tried to copy it. I don't know what happened there, but this is the original, the Harmony's ear candles. So check that out. You got some other things here to showcase you've expanded into since that time.
So one of our favorite things we've expanded into is our OC Magnesium line.
Hold it closer to camera so I can
see it. There you go.
Yeah.
And so basically OC Magnesium, most people are deficient in magnesium because of the quality or lack of quality of our food supply chain and the earth. And so basically, and when people ingest it, they go, oh, I take magnesium supplements. Well, you're losing 40 to 60% in the digestive tract. When magnesium is taken topically, you're getting 80 to 90% of it. So you're able to really fulfill your body needs. Mm-hmm. Then your potassium is stronger, your calcium is stronger, all those other minerals that go with magnesium are now enhanced.
Yes.
And the other thing is anyone with cardiovascular disease, anyone with diabetes,
yeah,
any of those types of issues are related directly to magnesium deficiencies, preeclampsia, pregnancy.
Well, that's a big one, yeah. One of the things I've learned more recently as I've been out in the circuit and digging deep on the COVID stuff, a lot of people talk about long COVID fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be called chronic fatigue long before there was COVID, right? You're like, why don't I have any energy? And, you know, obviously mineral deficiencies, magnesium is a huge part of energy. But since we're at the booth of Natural Immunogenics, they have the Sovereign Copper product.
Yes.
And it's copper that works with magnesium at the mitochondrial level to produce adenosine triphosphate, which is known as ATP. That's the energy within the mitochondria of the cell. And so, again, magnesium deficiency, you can take it orally. Hopefully you take the right form. But topical is an amazing way to absorb a lot and then have it accessible when you're now doing your Sovereign Copper, the two together, suddenly you got energy. And that's one of the things I see. People return to energy that they didn't have. They don't know why.
Absolutely. And I love the whole combining modalities. You know, like you said, the copper with the magnesium,
yeah,
you know, essential oils with your ear candles. I mean, it's all a combination. It's not just one thing. It seems like, you know, we're still talking about easy. We're still,
yeah,
everybody's still looking for that one thing. And it is. That's why we call it a lifestyle.
Yeah.
It is a lifestyle.
For sure, for sure. So tell me about the essential oils. A lot of people buy them through multi-level companies. You're direct marketing, so people can access it. This is a eucalyptus oil, but you have a lot of great organic essential oils as well.
We do. We're buying from the same place that Young Living and doTERRA, they're one of the original founders. He has a wholesale company, and we buy direct from him.
Great. So this is something that I guess you guys have a lot of different ones, though.
We do.
Yeah, I can't keep up with you.
No. Whatever you probably are looking for, we have lemon,
right,
eucalyptus, lavender, the whole nine yards.
So if you need another source for essential oils that are clean and pure and usable, I use them. There it is, Healthy Energy, AmazingLife.com as well. Let's see, anything else that you guys do? I know you've worked with the silver for years. You worked with homeopathy for years. I'm just looking at your booth across the way. There's a lot of stuff I can't keep up.
Right, and like I said, we've got the plantain cream. We have a family that
Wait, plantains? I love to eat plantains. What are you doing with the plantains?
It's great for skin, butt bites, all kinds of skin remedies.
Yeah.
So that's been selling great, and because it's made from plantain, it's made by hand. It's another handcrafted product.
Nice.
You know, we have our mullein, our garlic oils to go with the ears. We have the chirasol. So
You have an ear oil you can drop in the ear?
Yes, the mullein and garlic ear oil.
That's great.
And so let's go back to the big mystery, the big myth. Ear candles don't pull out wax.
Oh, yeah.
So we carry the chirasol. The chirasol will help, you know, to extract wax naturally from the ears buildup.
I got it. You can't assume I even know what this chirasol is. What is this you're talking about?
It is actually just water and sea salt.
Okay.
And so you're syringing it out of your ear by yourself.
Okay.
So that you're not going to, nobody's going to inflict so much pain and pressure that they puncture their eardrum like
it's too late by the time you learn. It's like, ow, oh, sorry.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, there's good practical things that we can do together. And once again, I want to remind you that, as Doc Harmony said, ear candle is not like a Hoover vacuum of your ear. It doesn't pull earwax out. One of the reasons we know this is because I, you know, interviewed her for the Unlock the Power to Heal book, and she's featured in it because the only person who got a PhD in ear candling.
Correct.
That's still true.
Yes,
I mean, in the world.
Yes.
I knew you were special.
Thank you.
So we have fun getting together. And by the way, again, you can see, for those of you watching, I've got boxes from Natural Immunogenics behind me because we're at the booth in a hotel, and there's so many. If you ever get to a show where our buddy Seth Quinto from the family at Natural Immunogenics, he's like, here, have a sample. Here,
absolutely,
have a sample, y'all. This is so, it's like you won the lottery of natural stuff when you come here.
Absolutely.
You get a lot of fun stuff like
absolutely.
That. Absolutely. And they do have their Sovereign Copper, and I'll be lecturing on it as well. I love to now that I understand, the safe way to interact with a mineral like copper that people have in the wrong form often, mm-hmm. We can really ramp up the or reverse the deficiencies that were induced a lot by overdoing zinc and vitamin C during the COVID couple of years. They ignored copper. So that's another aspect of this. So how have your families been? I know that they're all backgrounds that you work with to make the ear candles. Do they avail themselves of your knowledge, right, and what you have to stay better than the average folks out there that are afraid all the time?
So I have a very interesting story
yeah.
to share. We never shut down.
Mm-hmm.
We did not mask up. We were not paranoid. And we were all totally healthy until a year and a half ago when somebody – so you have the right to choose. If you want to get vaccinated, get
your
vaccinated.
Choice,
yeah. If you don't, you don't. But I would ask everybody, if you want to get vaccinated, please let us know. We'll let you work remote for X amount of time, et cetera. Well, we had an employee that went and got vaccinated and didn't tell anybody.
Got the mRNA shot?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then guess what? Guess what?
Everybody
got COVID.
Yeah. So
and until then, nobody had gotten it because
right.
we were doing our silvers. We were doing our vitamin C. But he came in that afternoon after being vaccinated and just worked right.
Shed and spread.
I was... Just so upset.
Right, yeah. Now, that was the one thing about Layla Centner. If you know about her, she got the Centner Academy in Miami. She said to all of her employees, all the teachers, if you're getting the jab, you can't come in.
Right.
Because we got to protect the kids.
That's right.
And we didn't, like you said, people didn't know. And even, you know, I know my daughter, who's not obviously got the jab, we're all organic and clean, and she goes to a school where some people got the jab, some people didn't, but enough of them that she's hanging out with, suddenly she's got these strange symptoms. I'm like, where'd that come from?
Yes.
Out of nowhere. And it's like suddenly when they were made available to the younger generation and the parents that didn't know better, sent them in dutifully to get these jabs. So that's an important point about that. It's your choice whether to take it, but I would ask as well that if you are in the recent time frame of getting it, hopefully now you're over it and not doing it, that you respect that it's an unknown. And enough stories have been told about being in proximity to those who have gotten the jab. Now, that also reminds me of my good friend Neil Schultz, who's a naturopath and a homeopath. And we got access to all of the quote-unquote shots converted into homeopathic form. And we've seen some evidence of improvement, significant improvement in those, even those that were just, like you said, hanging around people who got the shot that were affected. They were also helped by this, even if they didn't get the shot directly. So, again, I look to homeopathy as a real remedy in this situation. We don't know all of the answers yet, but certainly we're continuing to discover and dig deep and talk to one another so that I can share with you here on the Robert Scott Bell Show whenever we get on the air and learn something new. So, let's see what else we got to talk about for a few more minutes with you, Doc Harmy. And then I want to hear from Kevin. Afterwards.
You mean Doc Harmony's handler?
Doc Harmony's handler, Kevin. Gosh, we got some great history. I just remember you guys had the organic racing team.
We did.
Do you have that little car still?
We still race, and it's still loads of fun. And people are still surprised and shocked that we can outrace them with a biodiesel car made all with recycled parts.
I'm blown away by that. And it's like the organic racing team years ago, that's what they introduced.
Yeah.
And I remember getting a ride in that car. I don't know if it was biodiesel at the time, though. Did he convert it? How did that happen?
That is a Kevin question.
Okay. We got lots of cool questions for Kevin as well. So that's coming up.
And that's an easy website, organicracing.com.
Oh, that's still there. Very cool, organicracing.com. So that's a lot of fun. We actually I enjoy, and my wife does too, we enjoy sometimes when you want to unplug those car shows that are on, like,
yes.
that where they actually build and change. I mean, they do amazing things. Of course, they condense months and months into an hour,
yes.
right? So you never really see how much impact, how much time it goes into it. But it's very tangible at the end what they come out with. And we visited the Kindigit folks in Salt Lake City
once.
And the work they do is just outrageous.
Amazing.
Just amazing. You're blown away by the talent. And, you know, we come back almost full circle to the skill set again.
Exactly.
Right?
I was thinking the same thing. Who's going to be our mechanic?
Yep.
Who's going to design our sheet metals? Who's
right.
going to adjust our axles? Who's going to build our buildings? I mean, these are valuable skill sets. And I really think that going into a trade versus getting another degree is way more valuable. Welding. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just a ton of trades out there that are just going to become so valuable. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how the balances in the careers become.
If you can't, like, get pre-machined parts from China in bulk, who's going to machine your parts?
Right.
When the parts are no longer. I got to give props to the people from Cuba who have been embargoed and communisted out of freedom, but they have become so innovative in terms of making things work where nobody else would know how to do what they do.
Yes, we have a neighborhood company where they actually do that. You take a part in a machine fab shop. They every day their income rises because the demand is becoming higher and higher and higher, especially during the supply crisis and the shortage of raw materials from China.
My son went to precision machining school. He learned a skill, although now he's working heavily in the gold and silver thing, which you can't keep up with the demand. Suddenly people are waking up going, oh, I remember you talking about that years ago. There was a reason. Now you know. Hopefully it's not too late. I don't know how much time you have to use those Federal Reserve notes, but use them and convert them as they have purchasing power at all, because that lasts only so long until you see the $1 million U.S. Zimbabwe note, for instance.
Exactly.
Or $1
trillion. $1 trillion, yes. It was exactly. $1 trillion. And didn't Germany also have a $1 trillion note?
The Weimar Republic, when it fell, barrels of money couldn't buy you anything. You'd burn them for fuel or wipe your
children. And where are our historians? Why are they sounding the alarm?
They don't want you to know. They want you to be a victim of this, so you're enslaved to the debt that can never be repaid. Not here, not now, not ever. Not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and not with Doc Harmony. Love you so much. So appreciate you.
Thank you.
Everybody check it out, harmonycone.com, and healthy energy, happy energy, amazing life. I'll get it one day. All right, back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting savegcn.com. That's savegcn.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back here wrapping up hour one from New Orleans, Louisiana at the Wellness Parenting Summit Health and Freedom Expo.
We're in Nashville.
Where did I say?
New Orleans.
I still don't know what city I'm in. I was just in New Orleans, and it starts with an N, so that counts for something. Kevin, my buddy, and Doc Harmony's handler, as she described him. We've been friends for so long, and I love you dearly. You're a brother, your family to me. And you keep so many things going. We were just talking a lot about skill sets, the need to actually have skills that are tangible, that the supply chain of almost free stuff from China is running dry, and we're going to be in a different era. In our lifetime, we had it easy. Magic miracles of oil and trucks and everything. Just here it is. You need another one? Sure, come on in. It's a few cents.
Right.
That time may be over. And then the question is, what do we do? We've got to learn skills, and we got to learn it before we have to. And that's the point of what we're dealing with right now. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your life in skills, because you know, ever since I've known you, you've been someone that can work with the hands, do the mechanics. Is that something you were born with, or did a parent or an uncle help to train you? I mean, what was it that drove you into the skill set that you have today?
Well, I was fortunate enough to be born on a farm. And on a farm, you have to repair your own car. If you have to hire a mechanic to repair all your equipment, you won't own your farm long. So, you know, I learned a lot of my skill sets working on the river for my father and working on the farm with my my stepfather. And then I joined the Air Force. So from there, you know, I got a lot of skills training in the Air Force. And just like yourself, Robert, I've always been a lifetime learner. Mm-hmm. Anything I can learn and educate myself with, whether it's with my hands or my mind, either one, mm-hmm. I'm fascinated with.
Yeah, I didn't know that I had skills. In other words, because I grew up in an era, Gen X, where everything was just kind of handed to you. I mean, you could just get it, right? So
yeah.
Who needed to learn how to do stuff, right? And so,
right.
You know, my dad was of the generation, it was like they were taking advantage of all the new stuff, and so they didn't think that they needed to pass on skills to the kids.
Right.
And I saw my grandfather, his father, who had all of these amazing skills. He would invent things. He just was like, I was intrigued by that, but I didn't have that in my immediate family, but I saw that in my grandpa, and as I kind of grew into young adulthood, I was like, I wonder if I can do some of that stuff, right?
Right.
And I found out that I had some level of skill. I'm not saying I was an artisan or expert, but I could figure stuff out. And when I did, I was like, dude, that was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
How
yeah.
amazing was that to figure it out? Nobody just handed it to me. But
right.
the problem with kids, right, every generation, the problem
well,
with kids.
Look at your gardening that you do now.
Yeah.
You raise a great garden.
Yeah, so that also happened, you know, with a mentor, as we all know, in homeopathy that
right.
opened up a whole other realm for me and set me on a course of health and healing like I didn't have growing up because I was raised medically, pharmaceutically. So, you know, the journeys we have, that's why I was interested about your backstory and the farm and things. At some point, what gets triggered? And I think some people say, well, I just don't have the skill set, but not everybody was born with it.
No.
In fact, most people are
no.
not.
That's correct. I mean, with anything, practice makes perfect. It doesn't matter whether it's talking on the radio or repairing an engine. You know, once you realize that you know, of course, growing up poor, that,
yes.
that means you got to figure it out. So it just takes practice and time.
Well, and the thing is, with the debt that continues to spiral ever faster, everybody is going to be poor if they have been saving their money in Federal Reserve notes and expect a pension, 50, what are they? Or they call these things the 510K, 410K, whatever they are.
Yeah.
All of these things they may pay out, but in something that can't buy you anything.
Well, you know, Robert, that's one of the things I keep telling people over and over and over. I'm confident they're going to crash the dollar. I mean, it's inevitable. You cannot hypothecate your money over and over and over and expect it to last. So that being said, I tell people, look at the world around you and what it takes to make that world operate,
mm-hmm.
whether it's toilet paper or whether it's seeds or whether it's fuel, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that I would not be sitting on a whole bunch of paper dollars right now.
Yeah.
A lot of people like to stash that stuff away, but I wouldn't be sitting on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be looking at things I can buy for my dollar, even if it's toilet paper.
Right.
If you bought toilet paper last year before the prices went up, how much money did you save? It's almost like having money in the bank.
Yeah. You seen these goldbacks?
I have seen them, yes.
Yeah. So that's another aspect of, like, when we used to save junk silver, like our parents might have had a sock full of the mercury dimes, because you could actually buy little stuff with
right.
it. Gold is not really conducive to that with ounce coins for little everyday stuff. So the innovation of the goldbacks is that they've micronized gold in measurable quantities, validated in the thing, so you're not worried if somebody's cheating you out of it in a vault somewhere that it isn't there. Just as another innovation that we have a way to, we're used to exchanging things. But we're going to come back with Kevin. We got a bonus round in hour two. We'll talk these economic times. We're going to talk 5G. This guy works here on towers. We're going to know some things that we haven't heard before. So stick around. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where I remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.